Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, in which Ahmadinejad drones on. The Iranians have unveiled a new weapon as part of their continuing efforts to ensure that no one bombs them. It's called a Karar, which, according to whichever translation you believe, means either assailant, striker, or destroyer. The Karar is an unmanned aerial vehicle, a UAV, allegedly armed with up to 4 stealth cruise missiles. Iran has been building surveillance drones for years. One was shot down by the Americans in Iraq. But a UAV capable of firing missiles is a leap forward for Iran. The Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, described it as an ambassador of death. And then he added, "This jet, before it heralds death for enemies, is the messenger of salvation and dignity for humanity." Now, this might seem contradictory, but the Iranian president is a master of semantics, and thus contradictions are entirely logical. Given that to him America is the great Satan, and the Zionist entity, Israel to most of us, is an insult to humanity, it so follows that an offensive weapon, designed with them in mind, could be both an ambassador of death and a vehicle for human salvation. Well, the president's rhetoric will not have the Satan nor the entity quaking in fear. The range of the UAV is claimed to be 620 miles, which means, unlike Iran's surface-to-surface missiles, it can't reach Israel or Eastern Europe. It could target American soldiers in Iraq, but there's only 56,000 of those remaining, and anyway, the US has air supremacy in the region. Where it might be more dangerous is in the event of somebody invading Iran, and there being a protracted guerrilla war, in which Iran was left with enough territory to use the UAVs against fixed positions. However, you'd have to burrow down into the darkest recesses of the most foaming-at-the-mouth US neocon before you found anyone who thinks that invading Iran is a good idea. Airstrikes are on the agenda. Invasions are not. As the Americans said in 2003, "We do deserts, not mountains." And then they reminded themselves of exactly why by coming out of the desert and into Iraqi cities and Afghanistani mountains. The Karar isn't a game changer, but it does show how Iran is gearing up its armed forces. This UAV is the latest in a range of new kit Tehran has been putting on display. They've been busy showing us pictures of new surface-to-surface missiles, surface-to-air missiles, shiny new weapons on ships, men who can march in a very aggressive manner while stamping their boots on the ground, and a vicious line in rhetoric. It's not clear how many Karars they have, and it's just possible they flew the one they had, and then they washed and scrubbed it and sent it to the press conference, a sort of drone-alone propaganda for the Islamic Republic. Speaking of which, the president went on to say, "Today the defence of Iran is identical with the defence of the existence of humanity." He hopes that Iran will become the leader of a new sort of non-aligned movement, which explains his trips to Venezuela and Brazil. It does all make sense if you're the Iranian president. God wants Islam to rule the world, specifically Shia Islam, and the Iranian Shias are the ones to fulfill God's plan. You do this by making yourself strong and leading the Muslim masses around the world, and by leading the non-aligned movement countries in struggling against the influence of the imperial racist West. It's an interesting mix of nationalism, socialism, and Islamism, continued on page 67. He also had a message for the Americans, British, French, and the dozens of other countries urging Iran to give up enriching uranium to 20% concentration of 235U. That's weapons-grade material concentration. He said, "They tell us all options are on the table. We also say to them, all options are on the table. The first option is for you to come down from your tower of pride and sit like polite children and talk. If you do not, the hands of the peoples of the world will bring you down." Well, he believes history's on his side, and one way or another, he's certainly making history. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.